With state lawmakers back in Albany, a new Siena poll shows half of New Yorkers view the governor and the legislature favorably, but pay raises are another story. Pollster Steve Greenberg says the Siena College survey released Monday shows Governor Andrew Cuomo's favorability decreasing as the Democrat enters his third term, with 51% of New Yorkers viewing him favorably.
43% viewing him unfavorably. It's up from right before the election last November, but significantly below where he was starting his first and second terms. As he starts his third term, he has a 51% favorability rating. In the first month of his first term, it was 70%. In the first month of his second term, it was 60%.
The poll indicates half of voters view the legislature favorably, with Democrats in control of both chambers.
The legislature, the assembly, has a 48-32% favorability rating, its highest ever. The Senate has a 49-38% favorability rating, close to its highest ever.
Both chambers had negative ratings in a June Siena poll. Greenberg says 80% of survey respondents disapproved of the raises authorized last year by a state pay commission.
Voters do not like the pay raise commission's recent actions to raise the salary of state legislators from $79,500 to $110,000 this year and up to $130,000 in 2 years by a margin of 57-35%. New Yorkers say they disapprove of that pay raise, even though it limited legislators' outside income and the stipends they receive.
The survey finding comes as no surprise to 108th District State Assemblyman John McDonald, a Democrat.
For individuals here in the Capital Region who follow the antics at the state capitol on a regular basis, there's overall a general dissatisfaction with government in general because everyone has high expectations and we know we can do better. I'm not surprised. I could have told you that 2 years ago, 4 years ago, 6 years ago. I think anytime you ask for a politician to have a pay raise, you're going to get a thumbs down. That's just the nature of the beast. And, candidly, the numbers they came out with I thought were quite high myself. So I think that shock value, when you read the tail end of a 67% increase, it just doesn't sit well with the public, and I don't blame them.
The January 6 through 10 landline and cell phone survey of 805 registered voters had a margin of error of plus or minus 4.1 percentage points. Complete results are posted at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.